Welcome to week three of June Ladies Month here on The Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. And today we're going to be joined by USRA Limited late model driver Kaylee Chose. We'll also hear from Tyrone from Mississippi Thunder Speedway, Adam from ARCA, Mark from Toner's Lake Karting, Rod from Wasoda, and Steve from the Napa Star Group Auto Parts Stores, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Does good food get your heart racing? How about food that's prepared to perfection with your favorite sauces and seasonings? Friends, it's me, the Sauce Man, and I'm here to tell you that if you love Full Throttle flavor, you're going to love our line of premium barbecue sauces and seasonings. Made with high-quality ingredients, you can trust our products to punch up the flavor of your favorite meats, main dishes, and so much more. Get winning recipes and join our sauce squad at cookiesbbq.com. And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Hey, Dirt Show listeners. For over 20 years, Hot Rod Hardware in West Concord, Minnesota has provided everything to modernize and improve your hot rod's performance. Hot Rod Hardware is your specialty aftermarket auto parts go-to solution. From radiators and brakes to suspension, handling, and power. From the drag strip to the street, dirt track to cruise nights, Hot Rod Hardware is your family-owned solution. Check us out at hotrodhardware.com or just call the guys at 507-527-1020. Or as they say, no robots, just real people.
Stay cool this summer with a Milwaukee M18 job site fan. Both compact and lightweight, with a 120-degree adjustable head, 9 stopping positions, and 3 speed settings, it provides optimal airflow control along with enough power to circulate air over 40 feet. Right now at Napa, pick up the M18 job site fan for only $89.99. That's a $10 savings. But this deal won't last long, so stop by your local Napa Auto Parts store or shop Napa online today. Offer ends 6/30/23. See store for details. Napa, a proud sponsor of the Dirt Show.
Hi, this is Steve from Coles Electric. Coles Electric understands businesses like yours need to operate efficiently and safely. If you are looking to upgrade your electrical service, lighting, or just looking for advice, give us a call. Remember, we have 24-hour, 365 days a year emergency service. We can dispatch a tech anytime. Look us up at ColesElectric.com or call 507-451-1387.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your Total Source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna Total Source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Hi, this is Dave Evans from Hardwood Lubricants and Chemicals, your VP race gas distributor. You are listening to Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to week three of June Ladies Month here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by USRA Limited late model driver Kaylee Chose. And Kaylee, how did you get interested in racing in the first place, and how did you get your start?
So my stepdad, Quinn Arnoldy, raced a lot, and I didn't really ever like going to the races that much. I just kind of went to watch Quinn and Josh Angst race and never really cared about anyone else. So Quinn one day had a great idea to ask me if I wanted to race. I'm like, no, I'm not that kind of girl that wants to go out there and race with a bunch of guys. And he tried to get me to race for a couple of years, and then finally he had found a half-put-together hobby stock in the junkyard, and so he bought it and put it together. So then I raced the pumpkin race, was my first race, and I just ended up loving it from there.
We first met you at the Deer Creek Speedway Indoor Car Show in Rochester. Your car drew me in, and I stopped and spoke with you and your stepdad, and I could tell right away you both had a huge passion for racing.
Yeah, he's raced ever since he was a teenager, and we even raced together a little bit for a year or so, and then he decided it was time to pass down the racing torch to me.
That had to be a great opportunity to get to run with him for a while.
Oh, it was. We had some battles, a couple races, and I even beat him one time, and it's been bragging about ever since that.
That Deer Creek Speedway Indoor Car Show is a great way to meet fans after a long winter, and I also think all of the drivers are happy to finally get out and do something racing-related, and so are the fans. Your USRA hobby stock was all hand-painted at that show, just like your current USRA late model. You just don't see that anymore, and it really stands out. That's kind of a thing of the past.
Yeah, Quinn, his best friend, Sean Krause, actually hand-paints it and everything, and all of Quinn's cars were hand-painted, and we just kept all mine hand-painted. Yeah, you don't see many cars like that anymore. They're all wraps and stuff, so it's cool to keep some hand-painted cars still out there.
And what is amazing about the work is you really have to get close and see the brush strokes to realize that it's not a wrap and it's actually hand-painted because it is perfect.
Yeah, most people get stickers and stuff like that, and just watching him do it, it's like I could never have the talent to do anything like that.
Is there a meaning behind the number 32?
Well, it was between my lucky number 13 and my favorite number 32. And when I look at 13, I just kind of think, oh, that's a boring number. So then we're like, 32 it is. Not really a special meaning behind it. It's just a number I picked out of the box.
Did you tell your stepdad the next paint scheme's going to be a green 13?
No.
Do you have any racing superstitions like that?
Not really, no.
I know a lot of guys back in the day, no eating peanuts near the car, no green race cars, no number 13s.
Yeah, we don't have any bad luck stuff so far. We just normally always wear our Oz lifting product shirt for a little bit of good luck.
We also saw you race your hobby stock with the Pure Stocks at Chateau Speedway in August of 2018. What is your favorite racetrack to race your hobby stock at, and why?
I'd probably have to say Deer Creek. I'm not really sure. It's a nice track. It's smooth. Other tracks we've went to, some are really rough and not a fan. So I don't like the long travels either. So Deer Creek's nice and close to home, and a lot of people that I know go there as well. So it's nice to just be with people that I know.
Every track we attend, we see more and more female drivers. It has to feel great to see other females out there, like Autumn Franzen, Brooke Schwabach, and Tiana Mathun, doing what they love.
Yeah, it is. And Lily Reps, I actually went to high school with her, so just having her in my grade and have that racing experience, and she actually drove my hobby stock one time, and that was pretty fun to have her do that.
Lily is a blast, and she actually came out of Outlaw Mini Mods.
Yep.
Where did you pick up the nickname Queen of the Track?
So, my mom, Sherry, and Quinn were kind of designing shirts and stuff, and they surprised me for my birthday with shirts made, and we're like, I need a nickname. And well, we always had I Am Miss Daisy on the back of my hobby stock, and my mom's like, what about Queen of the Track? And so my mom kind of picked that out and added on our shirts and everything.
When and why did you make the move to the USRA Limited Late Model class?
Well, on used late models, you can find better deals on them. And as much as I loved racing hobby stock, it was fun going to a different class and learning new stuff on a different car. And one year I did do hobby stock and late model together, and that was really fun. A little bit of jumping back and forth between classes and trying to get both cars ready in the shop was a little bit of a struggle sometimes, but we made it work. And late models don't tend to wreck as much, and they race cleaner. So I was like, yeah, I like that, where we don't wreck as much as we would in hobby stock.
Racing isn't that fun when you're constantly repairing stuff.
Yeah, you don't want to come home every weekend and have a wrecked car, and it's nice to come home and the car is still put together, and you just got to look over a few things and change a few things to try to get better and not have to worry about fixing your body and stuff.
What do you remember about your very first few laps in the USRA Limited late model? What was the biggest difference between that and the hobby stock?
I would say going faster. You could definitely tell a huge difference in how much faster late models go compared to hobby stocks. And the steering in hobby stocks is pretty complicated, where in the late model, you got a quick steer and stuff, so you can worry about driving more and not worrying about how much you're turning and stuff.
You mentioned in 2021 you ran double duty, both the hobby stock and the limited late model. That presents some interesting challenges just to get out of one car and get in the next car and be ready for the race.
Oh, yeah. Especially when MTS ran back-to-back sometimes. It's like, oh, quickly get out of my hobby stock right into the late model. And one time I didn't even know that my class already went out on the track, so I'm waiting for my class to get lined up, and then someone's like, go out. So then I'm like, oh, my class is already out on the track. So it was definitely interesting.
The USRA Limited Late Model Series has drawn together a great group of veterans like Brad Waits and Justin Sass, and also a great group of young talent. Race night has to be a blast for you just to hang around all those guys.
Yeah, late model, everyone's got great people racing in their class, and just getting close with the guys, and some of them helped me out a little bit, so that's nice.
You have managed to compile a great group of sponsors on your car that have been with you for a long time. Did all of them follow you from the hobby stock over to the USRA Limited Late Model?
Yep, ever since my first year racing, we've had the same sponsors, and then even this year we added on a few new sponsors.
Specials. Getting the opportunity to run specials like the K-Town Clash and the Carl Fenske Memorial. What do those nights mean to you as a driver to have big car counts and race in front of a jam-packed grandstand full of fans?
It's pretty cool that we get a lot of fans on them nights and more race cars out there to race for them people. And it puts on a great show for the families as well to know that we're still including them in the racing community.
Not only did you get the opportunity to run your hobby stock at Deer Creek Speedway, you've also towed your limited late model over there. How does that track compare to Mississippi Thunder when you're running your limited late model?
I'm always scared to run Deer Creek when I go there with the late model because I'm not as well on corners as other drivers. It's definitely something I need to work on. So at MTS, I'm grateful that we have the long straightaways, where Deer Creek, it's a little bit smaller. So once I get out there, it's like it's good for me because I work on getting them tighter corners and not so long of straightaways.
Last summer, you also ran the fair race at Red Cedar in Menominee. Are you planning on running some more of those specials this season?
I hope so. I really liked that track. That was probably by far the best track with the late model that I've ran.
The nice thing about the USRA Limited Late Model Series, now that they're getting more cars involved, it has really opened up some great specials and opportunities to put that in a trailer and take off and to travel to some tracks you've never seen before. Are there any on the list that you're planning on attending?
We're planning on to race Jim Falls maybe a couple times this year. We wanted to get up there last year, but just never did. So we're hoping to hit that track this year for the first time going to go up there.
Last fall's pumpkin race at Mississippi Thunder Speedway didn't turn out as planned. I can't imagine no steering. When did you discover you were having a steering problem?
Well, in the hobby stock, I actually was like, no, I don't want power steering in my car. And Quinn was like, all right, whatever, I'll listen to you. And then I piled it in the wall. And so going into late model, having a quick steer definitely helps a lot. And just this few weeks ago, we actually raced, and apparently our rack did not work, so it was hard to steer and trying to use my muscles, where now we put a new rack in, and it's like, wow, this is easy.
I can't imagine trying to steer that thing with those big wide tires.
Yeah, it's hard, especially going off the track. You don't know if you're going to go straight in the wall or you're going to get the road to go off the track.
You also just had a DNF on May 19th at Mississippi Thunder and discovered some broken pistons, which is never a good thing. What are the plans to get the car back out on the track?
Well, right now we actually have our spare motor in it that we ran last year because we were building our new motor and didn't have all the parts and stuff. So, yeah, we decided to put the spare motor in, and right now we haven't quite decided what we're going to do with the new motor. We tore it apart and everything, so we're kind of waiting to decide what we're going to do, if we're going to put it back together or wait a couple weeks to finish it.
Who helps you on big projects like a blown engine in a shop?
My stepdad, Quinn Arnoldby. He has put all my motors together, and so we're always there tearing them apart, putting them back together.
So you're one of the teams that still builds your own engines?
Yep. He's built all his, so just from all he knows, he's been teaching me how to build them and put them together and tear them apart when parts are broken.
When you load up the hauler, who rides along to help you at the track?
Quinn, he drives the car there and back and all that. And when I did double duty, I actually had to drive a trailer and I was so scared, but we managed to get it to work.
It's a totally different thing when you're towing something behind that you know is your valuable race car swinging around back there. Most memorable night in a hobby stock?
When my stepdad, Quinn, and I was racing my new hobby stock, and he was racing my old hobby stock. Coming in the corner to take the checkered flag, he bobbled it, and I passed him, and I beat him. That was pretty cool to beat him and have that against him now for the rest of his life, that he got beat by a girl.
Most memorable night so far in your USRA Limited late model?
Probably I just got my top five in the heat race Friday night, so I haven't got top five before. And when I raced up at Menominee, that was pretty cool. I did well and passed a bunch of people and had fun at that track. That was a blast. Quinn told me when I got out of the car, oh, we were jumping up and down and so excited for you. And that was a blast.
Living in Winona, in the Mississippi River Valley, there are so many activities to do in that area. Fishing, water skiing, hiking. You can be outdoors all the time. What keeps you busy when you're not racing?
Oh, we have a boat, so we go boating a lot, and we go tubing, and just a lot of stuff on the river we like to do.
Fans heading over to Mississippi Thunder Speedway to watch the races, what is your favorite restaurant in the area to eat at?
I'd probably have to say Mango's at the bottom of Highway 14.
You also have a huge fan following, and it's so much fun to watch young girls' reactions in the stand when you come out. Thanks for inspiring a generation of young racers, and it's got to feel awesome to you when they come down in the pits afterwards to talk to you.
It does. All the little girls to see that a girl races and they look up to us, because you don't see a ton of girl races like you do guys. And it's nice having all them kids and more girls getting into racing now.
What would be your goal at the end of the 2023 season to say that was a very successful year behind the wheel?
I like to get top 10 in points and just overall get better at my corners and be faster at the end of the year and learn a bunch.
Well, Kaylee, you are running with a great group of guys in the USRA Limited late models and learning from some of the best out there. So I know you're going to get those corners down, and we're going to see you turning some fast laps at Mississippi Thunder Speedway. And thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Thanks for having me. having me.
Packaging the impossible inside the possible through service, quality, and expertise. Hi, this is Holly, the new general manager at Foamcraft Packaging. We are your foam and wood packaging experts in Minnesota. If you are a business owner or in charge of your packaging, we want to talk to you. We specialize in designing and manufacturing wood crates, pallets, and foam inserts, and are here to help keep your products protected in transit. We are here to help you. Visit us at foamcraftpackaging.com.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a PowerLift architectural door on your home or cabin. PowerLift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. PowerLift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Callie or Rod. PowerLift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force Load machines and develop the Ultra Force suspension software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at Weirsmachine.com, UltraForceTech.com, and the all-new CircleTrackApp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
Rhino Ag offers the most complete rear blade line in the industry. Whether your tractor has 30 or 300 horsepower, Rhino offers a blade to accomplish any task. Don't settle for the cheap imitations. Buy Rhino, building the best since 1934. Check out the full line of landscape and construction equipment today at rhinoag.com.
At Arrow Race Wheels, they put their customers first and appreciate the loyalty the racers have for the company. Arrow Race Wheels is willing to work with anyone who has a question or problem. The only way to stay on top is to listen to the people putting us there. If you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Tyrone Langenfelter from Mississippi Thunder Speedway. And Tyrone, the weather has been tough on Mississippi Thunder so far this season.
Yeah, it's been definitely a tough start to the year. Obviously, rained out our first two nights. And then Dairyland Showdown, we got Thursday in, got rained out Friday and Saturday. Turned around the next week, got rained out again. Did get our Carl Fenske Memorial in, which was good. And then had the week off for Memorial Day weekend because Deer Creek had USMTS show going on. So worked together with them. Everybody went over there, had a good weekend. And Dirt Kings came back on June 2nd and unfortunately got everyone to the track and it rained out again. So yeah, it's been a tough start to the season for us, that's for sure.
Well, you definitely deserve a break because you have two huge weekends coming up. Racing Dirt Thunder Summer Series will be at Mississippi Thunder Speedway Friday, June 23rd and Friday, June 30th. Give us the details on this series.
Last year, it was kind of something right early June we came up with Race and Dirt. We ended up doing just a two-night deal. Both nights were at our track as, I believe, June 24th and July 1st last year. It went really well. Weather was good. We had it for B-mods and A-mods, and we had quite a few cars for that. And then this last year during the off-season, we decided we wanted to kind of branch out on it a little bit. We also wanted to do it with Deer Creek Speedway. So they teamed up. We're doing it the same weekend. It's going to be June 23rd and June 30th for us, and then June 24th and July 1st at Deer Creek. So it's a nice four-day swing for modified. Just $2,000 to win each night, plus a $2,000 to win point fund. So if someone were to win all four nights and get that point fund, they would take home $10,000. And then for B-mods, it's $1,000 to win each night, plus $1,000 to win point fund. So if someone takes all four nights, plus the point fund would be $5,000 for them. So I think it's a really good deal. It helps the drivers that race around here a lot between Fountain City and Deer Creek, plus hopefully some travelers will come into town too and participate that weekend. And it'll be a good turnout for both of us.
With a four-day event in the area over two weekends, that's going to draw in a lot of travelers, and you never know who might show up.
Yeah, for sure. And like someone, you know, and I want to just, you know, throw a shout out there to guys, you know, like racingdirt.com. They're the primary on that deal. I mean, obviously they're going to get good coverage on that, hopefully too, but they stepped up and helped with our point fund money. And then also want to thank Whitewater Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. They stepped up as well to help with that point fund money. So we have a good payback and hopefully it'll draw some travelers, you know, guys like Rodney Sanders. He's been running in the area a lot more lately. And during that time, there's no USMPS, so hopefully he comes. I would expect BMOD guys, you know, like Joe Chisholm's going to be at both tracks. He runs both of them. And you know, maybe we'll pull a few other names here or there that are kind of off the radar that would have to, you know, would normally not be in the area, but they'll stick around for that two-week stretch.
And we also want to let listeners know who are coming over for the event. There is some road construction in the area.
They're working on some bridges on Highway 35 over by us. The good news is it hasn't been too much of a delay. I know it's for me anyway, from the shop to the racetrack, it's usually about a 20-minute drive. Worst case scenario so far has been about 25 minutes, about 5-minute delay. So they're just working on some bridges, one lane traffic across those bridges. And then as you get back out, it's two lane again. So hopefully, you know, just make sure we leave a little early just to make sure you get over there in time and don't get caught up in too many delays. But so far it hasn't been a big headache and they're hopefully going to have it done here. It sounds like middle of July or end of July. So won't be too much longer and it won't be an inconvenience anymore.
Tyrone, if they'd like more information on Mississippi Thunder Speedway or camping during the weekends when they're over there, what's the best way to find out that info?
Just go to MississippiThunder.com. That's our website. Or you can check out our Facebook page, Mississippi Thunder Speedway Facebook page. Always feel free to shoot us a message on there on Facebook. We check it out quite often. Or you can always give us a phone call at 608-687-3282. We can fill you in with all the info you would need on anything, but we try to keep our social media updated all the time and then our website just as much.
Tyrone, thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Clay, and hopefully we'll see you soon again.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance. Midwest Collision.
If you have a vehicle accident, go with a professional. Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision are the definition of professionals. For over 42 years, they have dedicated their lives to collision repair along with the training, knowledge, and skills that come with the job. Go with the pros. Midwest Collision in Faribault, 507-332-2434. Midwest Collision.
Do you know what many top race car teams use for small radiator leaks? It's Justice Brothers Radiator Stop Leak. Effective insurance that keeps them in the middle of competition. Proven under the toughest racing conditions. And it works the same way in your car. Justice Brothers Radiator Stop Leak stops leaks in radiators and blocks sealing the leak while you drive. And it won't clog the cooling system. It mixes with all antifreeze and coolants. Take the advice of top race teams. Use Justice Brothers Radiator Stop Leak.
See our display at Runnings.
Fast shafts. Drive shafts are used by Jake Tim, Tom Barry Jr., Derek Ramirez, Kyle Strickler, Jonathan Davenport, Derek Green, Dalen Murdy, and more. And they currently build drive shafts for 90% of the major chassis builders. Fast shafts is also a longtime title sponsor of the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Invitational at the IMCA Super Nationals and support a number of competitive series nationwide. Buy directly from Fast Shafts or from their network of dealers, shipping daily across the country or worldwide. See fastshafts.com.
Welcome back here on the Dirt Show, and the ARCA Menard Series is heading to Elko's 3/8 mile Saturday, June 24th, and I am joined by Adam Mackey from Track Enterprises. And Adam, fans can save big money by purchasing discount tickets at Menards right now.
Yeah, local Menard stores in the Elko, New Market, Minneapolis area. As always, having the discounted tickets, you can go see the ARCA Menard Series on Saturday, June 24th at Elko Speedway for just $20. It's a great deal. A lot of fans take advantage of that every year, and we usually have a pretty packed house when it comes to racing at Elko.
Adam, you talk about a great deal. Four divisions of racing the fans are going to get to see, including the ARCA Menard Series, who are the future stars of the Craftsman Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Napa Cup Series. And over the years, I've had a chance to meet a lot of them at this event.
Yeah, absolutely. Jesse Love leading the standings right now for the ARCA Menards Series. He's a young driver from California. He's had success at open wheel cars when it comes to midget racing. He ran the full Indiana Midget Week with USAC this past week. And then he also runs with the ARCA Menards Series. He's leading their standings. He's picked up 3 wins in 5 races. Frankie Muniz, of course, named very popular with those that watch TV and sitcoms because he was a former star of Malcolm in the Middle. He's second in the standings. What a year he's had. 4 top 10 finishes in 5 races. Jack Wood, 3rd in points. So there are some drivers that are kind of impressive through 5 events this year. And Elko always seems to be one of the best turnouts when it comes to the fans and the people that love to come watch the ARCA Menards Series. And they put on such a good show at the smallest track that they race on during the course of the year.
And speaking of fans and getting out to the track early, the local divisions actually start their practice at 2 o'clock in the afternoon with activities going on throughout the day up until 7 p.m. And then that's followed by an autograph session before the main event, the Menards 250, that starts at 8:30. So fun for everybody for the whole day.
Yeah, absolutely. The driver autograph session has really become popular at Elko. You see the track filled. We've got some great photos over the last few years that we've been hosting the event there of just the track packed with race cars, as well as fans down there meeting the drivers, the future stars of NASCAR. And that will take place again at this year's Elko event. So come out to the track early, enjoy the local feature events at 6 o'clock, and then stick around for the autograph session, meet the drivers, and then, of course, the big 250-lap Menards 250 to cap things off in the evening.
Adam, what's the best way to find out more information about the race?
TrackEnterprises.com or ElkoSpeedway.com are the best 2 ways. Of course, you can get more info on ARCA by going to ArcaRacing.com. So plenty of choices out there. Of course, the Menards 250 by Starkey coming up on Saturday, June 24th. So we have another week of preparation. Get the word out about the drivers that will be attending. It's going to be a fun evening.
Adam, thanks to you and Track Enterprises for taking great racing and great races to fans throughout the United States. And thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Race fans, mark your calendars for May 1st through October 1st this summer as the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum presents our track tribute to Williams Grove Speedway inside our museum. You'll see 10 of the iconic race cars that made Williams Grove Speedway the East Coast's place to race since 1939. Sprint cars driven by Jan Opperman, Doug Wolfgang, Smokey Snellbaker, Van May, and many more. Plus, you'll enjoy the Williams Grove Speedway highlights videos that go along with these race cars and the days they raced. That's the Track Tribute to Williams Grove Speedway exhibit at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum starting May 1st in Knoxville. And don't forget, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open year-round, 7 days a week in Knoxville.
We can all think back to the first time we experienced real horsepower. Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service. Whether it's that pin-you-in-the-seat feeling of a big block Chevy, the roar of a healthy 340, or the joy of a perfectly tuned flathead, here at Byers Engine Service, we service them all. Strip to street, dirt track to asphalt, or just cruising the strip. Stop by and check us out at 2915 20th Street Southeast in Rochester, or call 507-282-5586.
Extreme! Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Mark at D&M Body Shop in Waseca, and we are going to talk kart racing. Toner's Lake kart racing, by the way. The 2023 schedule is out if you want to get on their website and check that out. And one of the things I noticed, Mark, is dirt oval kart racing at its finest. And for anybody that's ever been out at that track and seen the facility, I would definitely agree, because it is a little slice of heaven right here near Waseca.
Yeah, and I think everybody has fun there, so it took a lot of effort from all the volunteers, but it seems to be going quite well.
And you can really tell that a lot of pride went into it, because not only is it a beautiful facility, but you've got an incredible racing surface, and I can't believe the speeds those guys are hitting in the carts.
Yep, everything's going well, and I owe it all to the people who come out and help on Sundays. It's a great group to work with.
Racing is Sunday at noon. Talk about what happens during a typical Sunday from the time you arrive at the track. What time do people start registering to get into the pits, and kind of what's the itinerary for a typical Sunday?
Usually the volunteers start rolling in about 8 o'clock. The track prep guys have been working on the track probably an hour already. So there's a group that does registration, there's a group that does prepping, there's a flag group. Everybody has their little jobs that they do, from making sure that the toilets are where they go to the fire extinguishers are where they belong. Everybody has their little job, and there's probably 15 to 20 people that assist every other Sunday, so thank you.
Another thing that impresses me is the amount of classes that you have at the track, starting all the way down to the putt-putt class on up to the big guys. And talk about those different classes and different levels, because there's literally something for everyone.
There's 11 classes we have. They start at 5 years old, and there's two classes of them. It's the putt-putts and the rookies, and they break them down. And the putt-putts have no experience. The rookies have probably raced a year or have more experience. Then they go into junior ones, and it's broken down by engines and age and weight. So you have junior one, junior two, then it goes into some adult classes. Clone lean, clone buff, that's for the heavier guys. Then there's opens, there's the slingshots, there's run what you brung. There's 11 different classes.
Another thing Toner Lakes Karting takes seriously is safety, and you mentioned making sure the fire extinguishers are where they need to be before the races start. And actually, if you go on your website, there's track safety requirements listed so people know what's expected when they arrive.
Yes, and we have the Elysian Fire Department comes to every race, and they have their manpower, their EMTs, and they do a wonderful job. I want to thank them very much for their assistance in the safety portion.
Pit passes are a whopping $5, I think, best deal on planet Earth. And this gives a mother or a father a chance to go down in the pits, see what it's like to maintain a kart, talk to some of the drivers, and possibly talk to them about if they have an extra cart or a spare one that's going to be for sale, so they could actually get a used cart and start racing in the near future.
We try to keep the cost down, because you know, in every sport out there, it's getting slightly more expensive than it has in the past. So we try to keep the cost down for the families that have multiple drivers.
Mark, getting to know you over the years, just talking to you, you're a type of guy that likes to have fun. Whether it's goofing around on a snowmobile, going out and doing something crazy in a Hornet or on a four-wheeler, and having this karting track at your house, it's just kind of a natural fit for you, because you're just a fun type of guy.
Well, yeah, kind of, except for it started out because I'm fairly conservative. One would call me a cheap ass, but I had two daughters that were racing go-karts, and I found it cheaper to do it at home than it was to go travel a long distance. So that's how it kind of got going.
I wouldn't call you a cheap ass. What I would call you is a man with a great eye for a bargain, because you've hauled home some of the neatest stuff on planet Earth.
Most of that has to do with my wife. She comes up with some pretty good ideas.
TonersLakeKarting.org is where you can find out all the information, and I would highly recommend bring your family out to watch a race on a Sunday afternoon, because it's just a great place to hang out. And you also have a gentleman that stops out and serves concessions, so if you want to spend a couple bucks, get a pop, get a hamburger, it's just a fun place to be, Mark.
Yeah, Tom, he's our chef. You can stop out every other Sunday, and Tom has the food ready. Admission's free. Pit passes are $5. If you're listening to this Saturday night, we're racing tomorrow.
Mark, thanks for all you do.
Thanks for all the cool stuff you collect and keep from going to the scrapyard or the landfill. And thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Thank you for doing a great job.
Big jobs on big properties demand a big side-by-side. A side-by-side like the first ever Honda Pioneer 1000 Deluxe Crew. This flagship model delivers serious power and performance where you need it most. Even more, it offers best-in-class comfort for six occupants with backseat legroom beyond compare. As for build quality, well, let the Honda name speak for itself. Head to Trimble's in Austin, Minnesota and see the all-new Pioneer 1000 Deluxe Crew today. Day. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
When one of your appliances breaks down, you need help and you need it fast. Contact Sorensen's Appliance Service. Racer owner Ben Bainey and racer Travis Underdahl service the entire Cowles listening area. Sorensen's Appliance Service. People you know that will get your appliances serviced with trained technicians. Contact them today at 256-7766. That's 256-7766.
Shevland Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers the highest quality garbage removal, trash pickup services, and roll-off dumpsters at great rates. Commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Contact Shevland Enterprises today, and new customers will get 6 months for the price of four. If you prepay, call 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Steve from the Star Group Napa Auto Parts Stores. And Steve, I've always wanted to ask you this. What does it mean to you personally to be a Napa store owner?
To be a Napa store owner, I just enjoy taking care of the customers and fulfilling their needs so that they can keep doing what they need to be doing, whether it's taking your family to a vacation or your business that needs to have the equipment running to get the job done, which is fulfilling to be able to help them out. It's just one of the joys of the business.
Right now you're seeing a lot of people come through the door picking up oil and antifreeze. Just about everywhere I go, I see people in their shop or garage changing the oil, flushing their coolant systems.
Right. Yeah, Napa antifreeze, and then there are a number of different antifreezes out there for different makes and models. It's not just one fits all anymore, and same with oil, not just one fits all anymore, and same with greases. So we've got Napa oil, Napa antifreeze, Shell antifreeze, Rotella antifreeze. I mean, there's just a number of different ones out there. Xerox antifreeze is probably one of the more popular ones. There are different antifreezes for trucks and tractors. We can cover all those. Oils, we've got Valvoline, Mobil Delvac, Castrol, Rotella, a number of different oils, and we can fulfill what the right oil or antifreeze is for your vehicle. We've got that information to help people out with that, too.
Listeners that are out there scratching their head about what to get Dad or Grandpa for Father's Day, you have some incredible tool sets, and also, I don't think anybody would argue with a gift certificate from Napa.
Yep, you're right. And there's all kinds of gear wrench sets, Napa tools. Milwaukee has great tools and electrical tools that are good fits for everyone. We have an endless array, and just have to come to our store and take a look at our specials.
Heat kills batteries and electrical systems actually more than cold. And right now, rebates on marine batteries and power sports starters and alternators.
Right. Yep. We've got the alternators and starters. Heat is, like you said, very hard on those. We've got those available. And the rebate on Marine Optima batteries, those Optima batteries are a really heavy-duty AGM battery. They take a lot of pounding. You can mount them upside down, different directions. They are just a great option for those heavy-duty situations where there is a lot of abuse being done, and they will handle it.
Steve, we all know time is money, and when something breaks down, you need it fixed and you need it fast. Napa offers curbside pickup and free one-day shipping on over 100,000 parts.
Right. And we have a lot of sources with our own company and our stores and our warehouses that we can get a lot of stuff we can get same day at, too. So we try to get people running as quickly as possible.
Steve, thanks for all you do with all of the Star Group Napa Auto Parts stores, and thanks for being with us on The Dirt Show today.
You're welcome. Thank you, Clint.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Rod Lindquist, Executive Director of Racing at Wissota. And Rod, the Challenge Series this year really has me excited because of the multiple dates you have strung together to increase the car count and let fans follow the series around the different tracks. And coming up Saturday, June 24th and Sunday, June 25th, you're going to be at Ogilvie Raceway in Granite City Motor Park.
Well, thanks for having me on. We are really excited about June 24th to 25th because it's our Hope Kids night. And I know it's going to be higher than $20,000 raised for Hope Kids, which is an organization that Minnesota supports and sponsors. So both in Ogilvie and in Granite City, we will be hosting folks from Hope Kids to let these kids that have got terminal injuries or permanently disabled an opportunity to meet and greet and see some real racing. And so we're super excited about that. There'll be large crowds. And we got the best racers in the upper Midwest running this whole series and some of the top names. I'm excited about it. And we have Touring Stars, which is the Serve Pro Touring Stars. We have 15 late model drivers that have committed to run the entire season this year. Some of the biggest names in all of racing is in that. So we're not only bringing you really good late model racing with a lot of local talent, but we've got some big boys coming into town too that compete with anybody.
Monday, July 17th, the Wasota Challenge Series heads out on the Northern Storm 5-day tour. Ogilvie Raceway, Hibbing Raceway, Halver Line Speedway, ABC Raceway, and Gondik Law Speedway. It's going to be five great nights of racing.
This is our second year of doing this. Last year was very, very successful. Again, extremely efficient. People can follow the series all the way through the week or a couple of the events. It's really great for the fans. And again, the drivers, it's a very, very efficient way for the drivers to get these races in.
Friday, August 11th and Saturday, August 12th, you head into Wisconsin, Red Cedar Speedway and Rice Lake Speedway.
Yeah, and that's, again, a regular perennial event that the Challenge Series shows up at. It's the Mater Memorial that Friday night, August 11th. It's $5,555 to win, so it's a big purse. We expect 40 late models, maybe probably 50 late models there. And then we move right up to Rice Lake the very next night on Saturday night. We haven't been there for a couple of years with the Challenge Series, so I'm excited about that. And that's right in the neighborhood of some of the top drivers in the country that are on our Serve Pro Touring Stars.
Labor Day weekend, you're out on another four-day stint. Halver Line Speedway in Proctor, Grand Rapids Speedway, what a cool little bull ring that is. And then Hibbing Raceway, September 2nd and 3rd.
Well, that too is a perennial long weekend that is. Well, sort of this year is the Challenge Series, the 25th year of the Challenge Series. Of course, I got to thank Structural Buildings for being the title sponsor for the last couple of years and into next year, too. But we'll be up there for that long weekend, and these drivers will compete for, obviously, the championship of the Challenge Series. And so there'll be some good racing and, again, covering all kinds of areas for people to travel, and I mean, we're looking forward to it.
And the series finale is all going to come down to the Wasota 100 Wednesday, September 13th, I-94 Speedway.
First off, the Wasota 100 is obviously the Super Bowl of racing up in the Midwest. It's always a huge event. You know, we have 500 race cars there and thousands of fans, and it's a big, big event, and it's a week-long event. The Challenge Series will have its grand finale, and we will crown the champion of the Challenge Series that night, and that champion of the Challenge Series gets $10,000. So it's a regular race show, and it's a regular point show, but that night will tell us who the big guy is, and it's a $10,000 payday for the champion, and it's a $2,500 payday to win the race that night. So it's pretty exciting. The most fitting time ever to crown somebody would be at the kickoff of the Wasota 100, too, which we're really excited to be bringing that to the 100.
Rod, if they'd like to find out more about the Wasota Late Model Challenge Series, or do they have any questions about Wasota racing, what's the best way to find out that information?
Best way is log on at wasota.org. And then you can click onto the Challenge Series or navigate yourself through the website with all kinds of information about drivers and information. But Challenge Series, if you click onto that, it'll show the schedule and find points updates and those kinds of things and give them everything you need to know.
Rod, thanks for your time and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Are you looking to join a team of hardworking and motivated individuals? Look no further than Bulldog Coatings. We are the industry leader in concrete coatings, and we are looking for full-time installers. We are located in Faribault and install in southern Minnesota in the Twin Cities. Experiencing concrete is awesome, but not required. We are happy to train qualified candidates. Join us and enjoy working outdoors, learning new skills, and becoming part of a great team. Contact us to apply now and be part of something great at Bulldog Coatings. BulldogCoatingsMN.com.
Partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has almost 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction also uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity to protect your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, stop into one of their two locations in Louisville, Minnesota or Zering, Iowa. Call 888-435-2210 or see Altenburg Construction.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa was racing last Thursday night, June 8th, in the Modified A-Main, Cody Connect, in a Stock Car A-Main, Kevin Opheim, in a Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf, in the Hobby Stocks, James Burns, and in the Sport Compacts, Lucas Parsons. KRA Speedway was also racing last Thursday night, June 8th, in Wilmer, Minnesota, in the Pier Stocks, Jared Kelm, in the Modifieds, Zach Johnson, in the Street Stocks, Colton Brower, and in the Wasota Late Model A-Main, Pat Doerr. Fairmont Raceway was racing last Friday night, June 9th, in the Modified A-Main, Brandon Davis, in the Stock Cars, Derek Green, in the B-Mods, Jared Baumeister, in the Hobby Stocks, Jeremy Crimmins, and in the Tuners, Oliver Monson. Mississippi Thunder Speedway in Fountain City, Wisconsin was also racing last Friday night, June 9th. In the Hobby Stock A-Main, Chris Hovden. In the B-Mods, Taylor Osrud. In the Modifieds, J.T. Wiseman. In the USRA Late Models, Brad Waits. And in the Stock Cars, Braden Gear. Knoxville Raceway hosted the World Outlaw Sprint Car Series for two nights, Friday night, June 9th and Saturday, June 10th. On Friday night, in the 410 Wing Sprint Cars, Brian Brown, and in the Pro Series, 15-lap A-Main, Chase Young. Saturday night at Knoxville Raceway in the World Outlaw 410 Sprint Car A-Main, it was David Gravel, and in the 360 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Garrett Williamson. Worthington Speedway was running Saturday night, June 10th, in the Bombers, Walter Kiggins, in the Hobby Stocks, Blake Lunenberg, in the Modifieds, Jacob Dale, in the Sport Mods, Connor Vanderweerd, in the Sport Compacts, Bubba Brown, and in the Stock Cars, Jeffrey Larson. Madison Speedway was also racing last Saturday night, June 10th, in the Pier Stocks, Alex Grininger, in the Wasota Late Models, Tyler Peterson, in the Hornets, Adam Vanderstein, in the Midwest Modifieds, Scott Tofty, and in the Street Stocks, Colton Brower. Arlington Raceway was also racing last Saturday night, June 10th, in the Hobby Stocks, Corey Probst, in the Sport Compacts, Alan Lahr, in the Outlaw Hobby Division, Dakota Robinson, in the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf, in the Race Saver Sprint Cars, Matt Johnson, in the Stock Cars, Luke Treblehorn, and in the Modifieds, Clint Hattelstead. Deer Creek Speedway was also running last Saturday night, June 10th, in the USRA B-Mods, Zach Brom, in the Modifieds, Rodney Sanders, in the Stock Cars, Braden Gear, in the Hobby Stocks, Chris Hovden, and in the Midwest Mods, Caden Kath. Viking Speedway in Alexandria was racing last Saturday night, June 10th, in the Midwest Modifieds, Taylor Bitson, in the Modifieds, Justin Froming, in the Street Stocks, Davey Crutchen, in the Super Stocks, Matt Miller, and in the Short Trackers, Cole Campson. Ogilvy Raceway was also racing last Saturday night, June 10th, in the Modified Division, what some people are saying the greatest modified race of the season so far, won by Clayton Wagaman in the Midwest Modifieds, Zach Benson in the Mod 4s, Dustin Holquist in the Super Stocks, Dexton Cook in the Street Stocks, Nick Trainer, and in the Hornets, Carter Matthews. Mason City Motor Speedway had a two-day USRA B-Mod special starting Wednesday night, June 7th, in the Stock Cars, Travis Shipman, in the B-Mods, Chris Jackson, in the Hobby Stocks, Zach Smith. And Thursday, June 8th, at Mason City Motor Speedway, the finale of the two-day event, in the Stock Cars, Paul Conrad, in the USRA B-Mods, Colby Fett taking home the $10,000, in the Hobby Stocks, Chris Hovden, and in the Tuners, Devin Jones. Mason City Motor Speedway was also racing on Sunday night, June 11th, in the Modifieds, Al Haina, in the Stock Cars, Chance Hollitz, in the B-Mods, Ty Griffith, in the Hobby Stocks, Chris Hovden, in the Outlaw Mini-Mods, Caden Rice, and in the Tuners, Ryan Bryant. Granite City Motor Park was also racing on Sunday night, June 11th, in a Street Stocks, Ty Egan in a Super Stocks, Dennis Check in a Hornets, Justin Sklitsky in the Midwest Modifieds, James Trantina. And to cap off the weekend's racing, Huset Speedway on Sunday night, June 11th, in a 410 Outlaw Wing Sprint Cars, Riley Goodnow in a Race Saver Sprint Cars, John Lamberts, and in the late model Street Stocks, Tracy Haluska.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, call 455-3524.
Get more muscle for your money with Dixie Chopper Lawnmowers. We've been handcrafting the toughest and fastest zero-turn mowers for over 40 years. Dixie Chopper offers a full line of residential, commercial, and industrial mowers to meet every customer's needs. Visit your local Dixie Chopper dealer today or visit online at DixieChopper.com.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.